All right, we go back to the first half of Tosfos, Eirecha Nemen Bisurim. We're dealing now with the second case where Eirecha is believed. Eirecha is believed, till now we talked about Eirecha is believed, Olei Yischartik Isura. And now we go into B'yadai. The Yisrael HaDavar is that even if it's Yischartik Isura, and Eirecha is believed, calls a man, it's B'yadai. It's in his power to do it, so he's believed to say, "Afilu kineged hachazak." It's not Tosfos. Eirechad and Bisurim pirish bekuntris sharei hamina tayra kol echad veechad al afrashes truma v'shchita v'nikor hagid v'chelav. So Tosfos says that everybody is trusted on afrashes truma and shchita and nikor hagid v'chelav, which is to be menaker, to clean out, when you shecht an animal, the meat of the animal is problematic. It has sai chelev and sai veins which have to be removed before you could eat it. So they do nikur in the butcher store. Before they sell the meat, they do nikur. So a person is believed on nikur. So Zot Rashi, that's the makar of Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin, which is not a gzeres hakasev. Rashi says klar in Yevamis daf peches that his kavana is that im kein ein lecha adam eichel eitzel chavera, you can never eat by anybody. The fact that the Torah was saying that the adinim of truma and nikor and shchita and that's, it's just a svara that it means that you could trust people for that. That's Rashi sheet. Yeah, it's a little funny that Rashi brings the Pasuk. Rashi there brings the Pasuk. Why he brings it, I'm not sure. But Rashi in Chulin fears eyes that it the Pasuk by Shechita, and it doesn't say you need to eat. So Rashi is not learning it from the Pasuk, he's learning from what it doesn't say. It doesn't say you need to eat. So again, it's a svar. It's not that there's a specific Pasuk that says one eat. Fractasis akash eif Rashi. Loi hoya loi lahaskir afrashas trumo Shechita. Tosfos asks, "Hafrashas truma, shchita." You know why you believe? Because it's biyadai. Those are poor examples. Those examples are examples of things that are biyadai, and hayayis it's biyadai. That's why you believe. We're trying to know that when it's not biyadai, that you'd be believed to say that Eirechad is believed biyisurim. In the case where it's not piyada, so fractaisvis loyhaya loy lahaskir hafreshes truma shchita. These things are piyada. What about nikur? What about nikur? Rashi can mention truma, shchita, and nikur. Truma is piyada. So truma is piyada, right? Shchita is piyada. Nikur is biyadai. Is nikur biyadai? Huh? It would seem to me that shchita and nikur are equally biyadai. What's Tosfos say? Tosfos says loyal lahaskir afrash truma shchita, because those are believed only because they're biyadai. The Maram Shifi is the kasha. Yes. Why doesn't he mention nikur? Nikur is also biyadai. He doesn't say a teretz. He says like he should have said it. That's a problem with Tosfos. He doesn't have a teretz.
Yeah,
But I don't need you to. I don't have to believe you that this is chaylev. I just want to believe you that this is meat from which the chaylev was removed.
I'm saying, what happens if you have physical chaylev on the table, and I'm telling you that's kosher chaylev,
it's
not
chaylev. Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm never even in that case.
That's what nikur means. That's what nikur agid means.
Nikur agid that chaylev.
So what about nikur? Even if Philip Tipsalami are right, but what about nikur agid? Nikur agid means removing the parts. I have a piece of meat. I have to cut out the veins, and I have to cut out the chelev. So now I bring you a piece of meat. I say, this piece of meat is, it's okay. We removed the chelev, and we removed the veins. So now, it's like Rashi, I believe, could say that from the Misur. So Tosafot has the same kasha. Okay, and you should have just said, because it's biyada. No? Now, the kasha on Tosafot is a shtarka kasha. However, there is a machlokes how to look at git. Truma, before you mafish truma, it's tevel. Shchita, before you shech the animal, it's a living animal. Before these two things, before afrashas truma, and before shchita, you have something which is the cheskes iser. We'll all agree. Right? Tevel is the cheskes iser. If you have something which is tevel, it's awesome. Until you know that truma is separated, it's going to remain awesome. If you have an animal, so that the klal, it's one of the klalim in Yerodea, that a behema is becheskes iser, achi yavada l'chaba manishchata. Until you know there is a shchita, every animal is becheskes eina zavuach. So by truma and shchita, these are things that are becheskes iser. So why is the Neir Echad believed? What's the teretz? Yada. That's why an Eid Echad is believed. That's true by Truma, and that's true by Shechita. What about by Nikar Hagid? Question. Why am I believed that there was a Nikar? Is it because it's Leis Chazik Yisura? Or is it because it's Biyada? What's the emissaries that I'm believed that Nikar Hagid? Is that Leis Chazik Yisura? Or not? What do you say?
Yeah, but
Yes, because
the animal comes with it.
The animal comes with every animal you see. Every animal you shecht it, you open it up. Every animal has veins in it, has chaylev in it. So l'chayra, it's exactly the same thing. It's a schazik yisura. It started off iser, and it's biyadai to make it kosher. Tainus, what? The Taz in Sima Kuchav Zayin, Sukkot and Vav, has a time. He says that by Nikor Hagid, it's not, in the first place, it's not a Chazik Yisura. It's not a case of Cheskes Iser. What do you have by Nikor Hagid? You have a piece of animal, and you look at the meat. The animal is just shechted. You go into the butcher store, into the Shechita house, and you see a piece of meat. What do you have? You have a lot of kosher meat, and you have certain loins of trefa meat. Right? When you do Nikor, are you making anything kosher that was trafe before? Are you changing anything? Are you changing something if you do Nikor? No? When I separate Truma, I'm changing something. I have Tevel. The whole thing is Aser. I'm pulling out Truma and I'm making everything else mutter. When I do Shechita, I'm changing something. I have an animal which I'm not allowed to eat. It's a living animal. I eat it. And I'm shechting it, and now I'm changing something that was Aser into something that was mutter. Now the question is, how should I look at Nikor? At Nikor, I have this slab of meat. And right now, the slab of meat has some veins in it. And I go, and I pull out the veins. And now the meat is kosher. Did I change anything?
Yeah.
What did I change?
Somehow you put in someone who holds it can eat the meat. That's how it's taken out.
You could eat the meat. You just can't eat the veins.
Well,
you can eat, if you want, you can take a knife and cut around and eat the whole thing except for the vein.
Yeah, but you
then you're doing something.
No, but you couldn't eat the vein before, and you can't eat the vein now. Nothing changed.
Same thing by
tevel. No. What changed? By tevel, the whole thing is tevel. I have 100 pounds of tevel, and now I went. I separated 2 pounds of truma and 10 pounds of meiser, 10 pounds of the other meiser, and I'm left with whatever it is, 78 pounds of mutter. That 78 pounds of wheat was also before. Now I made a mutter. I changed it. I told him that was also. I made a mutter. By shchita, I took them that was also. I made a mutter. By nikur hagid, there was never a cheskas iser in the first place. There was never a cheskas iser because the gid, whatever was mutter is mutter, whatever is also is also. It was just mixed. It was just combined. If I have a box, and in the box I have a lot of candies, and a tray for candy falls in, and somebody goes and he fishes out the tray for one and he throws it away, so you'll say the box was becheskas iser. So now you know I believe because it's biyadai, so I believe him. That's not true. There's no cheskas iser. There's one tray for candy and 100 kosher candies, and he pulled out the tray for one and he threw it away. That's not. Nothing changed.
Change from the
status of the Shema.
The Shema
was not.
Over here, the meat is not the difference. It's the
gid. But the gid was trafe before and it's trafe
so
now.
It was there and now it's not there anymore. It has to claim the thing itself, not in the fact that the meat is surrounding it. It's the gid that counts. And the gid was there before and now it's not there anymore.
Anybody see it this way? How do you look at it? Huh? Isn't it a chazak isur and it's changing? Is the chazaka changing? I would just tell you you're wrong. But the shach argues with the taz. And I want to understand the shach. So I have to humor you. The way I understand the taz sounds right. There's no cheskas iser. So what do I have? I have till now, you know, I once went to watch a nikur. So you take a tongue. The tongue of an animal is a big piece of meat. There's one thing they removed, the middle vein. So they cut off the tip of the tongue, they grab the vein, they give it a schlep, comes out, and the whole tongue is edible. What happened? Till now, I had kosher meat all around, I had this one vein going through the middle, that was trafe. Now, they schlepped out the vein, I still had the meat and the vein. Just before, the vein was in the meat, and now the vein is pulled out of the meat. So what happened? It was, but when I say Adis, that this tongue was minuker, when I say Adis, right, once you cook it, you can't tell. Okay, it's a thin thing. Once you cook it, whatever hole there was gets filled in by the spreading of the meat, you can't tell. So how do you know? So I'm trusting you to say that there was an ikur. So are you saying Adis against a cheskas iser? This tongue had a cheskas iser, and I'm changing the tongue to a cheskas heter. Is that true? If I don't know, that doesn't make it cheskas heter. If you come into my house and there's a steak on the table, and I tell you, you don't know, it's kosher, it's not kosher. I tell you it's kosher. So I didn't change its chazaka. I'm telling you a fact that this was always kosher. So you'd be misopic. You don't know if it's kosher or not. Because by shechita, you had something which was osur before, and that same piece of meat became mutter. This tongue of this living animal is osur. A shech the animal, now this tongue is mutter. Or this whole abid is mutter, not just the tongue, the whole animal. Right? I'm changing something. By nikur, I'm not changing anything, I'm separating things. If you can eat it raw, you can't cook it because you can have a problem, but also you like raw meat, you can eat it. Yeah, you can eat it. You can bite into somebody. Habavloim. It says when Yom Kippur came out on Erev Shabbos, which doesn't happen today, so they had to eat the meat of the chatos of Yom Kippur had to be eaten. Yom Valayla had to be eaten on Shabbos. You can't cook it. So it says there were certain people Shadaitam Yafa, they liked raw meat, so they would eat it. I don't like raw meat, but if you like raw meat, you know you don't have to. You could just take it and eat it. Just rinse it off of the dam and you eat it. First of all, two things. First of all, it's not true. And second of all, it wouldn't be bottle. When it's nikkur, it's not bottle. Right? If it's nicker,
before
it's nicker. Before you do nicker, it's noticeable, which is why. But it's, you can see which is why. That's a good question. The Eidus on the Nicker, which one are they saying Eidus on? Okay, let's, for now, you're asking is good. There's the Chef Schmeitzer that goes into the question of which. But I think most of us would learn this, that the question is, was Nicker done or wasn't it? Right now, you're bringing me a piece of meat, and the question is, was this Menucher or it's not Menucher? You're telling me it was Menucher. So now, you're believed, Eidus is believed. No Shaila. But for which reason? Is it because there's no Cheskes Isser, so Eidach is believed? Or is it because it's B'yadai, that's the reason? Which is the reason that an Eidach is believed on Nikor? I didn't ask you if I want to eat the whole thing. I'm not interested in the whole thing. I don't want to eat the gid. I only want to eat the kosher meat. I want an Eidach to tell me that this kosher meat had the vein removed. So I'm only interested in eating the kosher stuff. I'm not even interested in veins. Could be. The neither could be after it was cooked. Nicker wasn't done, it's all treif now, so it would have been cooked, it would become treif from it.
And now it's done.
But when a person does nikur, is he going against the chazaka? Is he changing anything? But just because there's the vein in it doesn't mean that the meat is becheskes iser. The vein is becheskes iser, and the vein they eat can make kosher. It's not the same as truma. It's different than truma that you have to admit. Because truma, I'm making the tevel good. You can't always.
No, what I'm saying is that by truma, what the whole thing is nice. So the whole thing is you can't change the status of the truma itself. Now it's tevel, now it's truma. By shlita, again, you change the status of the shlita. It's the same thing. The same thing like this, the meat doesn't make a difference. It's the gear that's changing. It doesn't make it to Allah, no. The gear will change now, it will change before the shape now. But it's not there, that's the point. There's nothing to do with it, Allah. The whole point is to figure out this.
If I don't know. If I have in my house a drawer, I have fleishige spoons and milchige spoons. And they have different designs. Everyone can tell which is which. Fleishige milchige. So I'll say, now the fleishige spoons are becheske sister because they're mixed with the milchige spoons. Make any sense? This fleishige spoons is milchige spoons. So now, a gid. I have a gid and an animal. Because it's sticking to each other, that's what makes it. Why is it different than two spoons in a drawer? A gid and meat. Why is one different than the other? If I have a refrigerator, I have milk, I have parva milk and I have milk liquid milk. So I take out the parva, I take out the parva milk, I say this is parva. So it was a schazik isura until now because there was milk liquid milk. Everything has its own label.
The parva milk was never milk. Here,
the meat was never treif.
It was
never treif. No, I could have eaten it. I'm allowed to eat it. I just can't eat the gid. I know, but there was never a moment that this meat was becheskes iser. The meat I want to eat now was never, ever, ever becheskes iser. No, it wasn't.
There was,
no, if I would have made it treif, any piece of meat, if I would cook meat with something treif. Because it was never becheskes iser that someone's mafkia from the chazaka. No one is ever coming and saying, till now is becheskes iser and I'm changing it. He's just saying, I pulled out the gift from it.
The whole labor as a whole
has
to. Can I cook this piece of meat?
Right.
Can I cook it and then eat it? So, but you can't.
Originally, you don't want to cook it. Who wants to cook it together with the gid? I can't cook. I have meat in my fridge and milk in my fridge. I can't cook them both together either. No. If I'm in the same box, I have some milk and some cheese in the same box. So you pull out the cheese, you're going to say a kasha to meat. Because if I cook it now, it'll become treif. So here it's different. It's one piece. That's okay.
Once it's cooked, the meat, are you adding this piece?
Which meat?
The meat that was cooked. We don't know if the
kid's
in or out. Once it's cooked,
is
it
going to
be the meat?
Depends if there was nicker or not.
We don't know if there's
We don't know. Neir Echad says there was nikur.
In the case that we don't know, the halacha would be substituted meat because of the chance that there was on it, correct? So now Neir Echad is coming with a piece of meat that's possible to eat, and he's saying, I did nikur on this meat. So in that case, it was chaski suga, and he's coming to
tell us. I don't see it. I tell you, if I have a pot in my refrigerator, and in the pot I have a piece of meat and I have some cheese. So somebody comes, takes that one person home alone. I know I left in my house milk, and you're not supposed to put in the same pot, but I left in the same pot some cheese and some meat. So someone comes to my house, my wife, she comes home, she takes out the cheese, she wipes out whatever was left, she cooks the meat. So I come home, I say, did you take out the cheese? He says, yes. I say, it's a schasa kisura. You know why you believe? Because it's biyada. Is that true? Is it a chazik isura on this meat?
No.
I don't think so. So why is the nikur any different? Just because it's the betulada? Look, I can't. I'll tell you. It's a machlokes Taz and Shach. The Taz says that the Taz reads so beautifully. Dafke tevel shaya iser vaday kulay lechayol kaidem hatikun v'loya yashum heter hatikun b'chol hakri b'zeh amri non kivis chasik isur b'vaday ein echademon onse tzbiyada aval basas she'ena menukar halay is chasik habasa le'isa klal elu mishum gidin echelo she'esh bay dover zeh Vaday daima, l'mashikas of achak kachem. How you can shtei chatiches? Echas heta, echas iser. Eid echad nem alay mezehu heta. I'm not cashing anything. The Taz is saying, what I'm understanding is the Taz. The Taz says that nikur is different, and nikur is not out of schasik isura, not because of the schasik isura. It's not a schasik isura. The heta is not because of biyaday. Shchitas because of biyadai, trumas because of biyadai, nikur is not because of biyadai, it's because of ischazik isur. And in the Shev Shmaitz he says that's why Tosis left out nikur. Tosis could have mentioned nikur, nikur's taka biyadai, but Tosis left out nikur because nikur you have to come on to biyadai. These two you have to come on to biyadai, nikur you don't have to. We state in the Shmaitz. So the Shach is saying like you. So the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef, the notes of the Shach on the Taz, he says that he doesn't understand the Taz. He's saying like you. I don't understand why it should be called the Schazik Isura. He says, Chatichas Basar She'ena Menukeres Domi LeTevel Dechi Heicha DeTevel Kaidem Tikunai Kulay Asar Rachikash Kishemafish Menu Amaisa Hu Mutter Hu Adin Chatichas She'ena Menukeres Kaidem Hanikar Kulay Asar The Schazik Isura Vai Chaticha Amali Bizesh Yeshkan Suffik Isser. Oh, he's going into a different part. Suffik, a different part of the task. But she'en came base chatichais. The ma'olam lo yischazik iser vaday b'hai chaticha. He's saying, as you're saying, this is all one piece. Since it's all one piece, this iser in the piece. So that's called the schazik isura in this piece.
Why should be able to eat it around the given?
You can eat around. You could eat around. So it's only a schazik that there's a vein of iser in it.
Kulay aser would mean it's
kulay aser. The word kulay aser, it's not true. You're certainly allowed to eat. If somebody has a piece of meat and he knows where the chaylov is, so he could eat the other side of meat. You can eat. Maybe he's going to hold that if the Eid Echad is saying beforehand, he's arguing the Taz. He's explaining a case which doesn't mention cooking. What does it mean, kulay aser v'schazik isura? I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't understand. What? So it means maybe after it's cooked. I should say so. But we have a shortcut either way, so maybe we should be matchik. I'll tell you, it's a nafkamima ledina, the Shach says. We have two pshatim. If you believe that Nikor, the Taz says because of lo yischatik isura. The Shach says because of biyadai. The Shach is explaining the Ramah. The Shach says because of biyadai. Nafkamina, zok the Shach. If you're in a city where there are no menachrim, it's not biyadai. There's no one here that you go to do Nikor. A person says, I say, hey, this was Menuker. But it's not Biyadai, because right now, he can't be Menuker. He's not a Baki in Nikor. And he can't go to his neighbor and do Nikor. Zok Teshach, you wouldn't be believed. You're not believed on Nikor if it's not Biyadai. If you don't know how to do Nikor, and you don't have easy access to a Menuker, you're not believed on Nikor. As I state in Shach. What?
If you don't know Nikor.
If I don't know how to do Nikor. And he is, if I don't have somebody right next door to do Nikor. If I have somebody that's also beyond, I can take it next door. If it's not something that's convenient for me, easy for me to do Nikor, it's not beyond. Zok Teshach. If it's not beyond, then the lady in the house can't tell her husband, this buster is good, it's Menuker. No, if it's not beyond, you can't do it. You're not believed. Why would I think she is believed? Because
she doesn't know Nikor.
But what does she have to know? According to the Taz, it's not a Chazak Isura, so there's no problem. Not a Chazak Isura, you don't need Biyada. Right?
She's saying she only did Nikor?
She's not claiming she did Nikor. She's saying it was Menuker. Saying this meat was Menuker. It was Menuker, it came from the next city, and it was Menuker. She's saying it was Menuker. The other thing, you get it from the next city. He says the Taz says, who knows Nikor? Very few people know Nikor, and we trust people. So Zakta Shach. What Ma'isim B'chol Yayim? We believe the Shach says, "Mashehebi Rayim Ma'isim B'chol Yayim." Kavar Yedua, but Dover She'enay Motzi Loishayef by Minik. It's not Motzi. Usually they're Menachrim around, so it's not Motzi that somebody there's nobody there who knows Nikor. So maybe if there's no one who knows Nikor, you take it out. Believe.
How do you meet?
So you meet because there was Menachrim around. So it's Biyada, you can take it to the Menachem. Such a place, you need two Eidim.
So the two Eidim, she could say, I got it from someone that had two Eidim, instead of the Menachem.
She could say, I got it from two Eidim. Maybe, but let's say
that's
she says, I didn't.
That's the only way to have meetings. She could say, she could have a Megal.
Why don't we say it's Biyada that she could have gotten it from a town. Whatever's the truth, so she got it somehow, so that's the other. I don't know the answer.
However, they have meeting that night, so she got it.
I'm not sure what the answer to that is. The other usually needs to fix it. But they're asking, why can't this be the other? She could have gotten it from the next town, which is the equivalent.
It's not that she can get it done.
Alright, in the Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Vav, Shmaitza Vav Perek Hei, he deals with the Machlekes Taz and Shach. He says our Taisvis fits good like the Taz, but he taka asked the kasha that a few of you are asking in the beginning of Perek Vav. If he brings the Machlekes Taz and Shach, he says Nikur is always Biyadai. Why? Because Taisvis says it's Biyadai to learn Hilchas Shchita. That's called Biyadai, even if you don't know Hilchas Shchita. It's Biyadai to learn Hilchas Shchita. That's good enough. The same thing, it's biyada to learn Hilchas Nikor. It's not only Hilchas Nikor, it's the physical facts of Nikor. So the Shmaitz is, it's a good kasha, why don't we say that it's always biyada? Because you can learn it, just like you say, it's biyada to learn Hilchas Shchita. I can ask, what kind of biyada is that? It's hard to learn Hilchas Shchita. Alright, but Taisa says it. It's biyada to learn Hilchas Shchita, it's biyada to learn Hilchas Nikor. So, If there are no menachrim, how are you going to learn? I don't know. You'll have to take a trip to go learn it.
But if you can't take a trip to have someone do it.
I mean, if it's not good enough, I could take a trip to Menachem, to him to do the Nikur. It's not going to be good enough that I could take a trip to Menachem, you should teach me Nikur. Shkita, you can learn from Svarim. Nikur, you can learn from Svarim. What? Shkita, it's a minimal skill. It's a certain amount of strength. Okay. I think Nikur is more skilled than Shkita. I think so. Unless you just want to cut out big pieces of it and be sure, but a proper Nikur is much more skilled than Shkita. Now it says in Hilchas Nikur that in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say how to do Nikur, you have to go to Menacher. It's going to tell you, pull out this from here, how you can describe it. So maybe what they mean is Hilchas Shkita you can learn from Svarim. Hilchas Nikur you can't learn from Svarim. But Akoparim, this is a. What? But the Shach is masking that it is the Menachem nearby that's called the other. The Shach is masking.
Who was the first Menachem?
The first Menachem? Of course, it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was the first everything? It was all Moshe Rabbeinu. So who wrote the Svarim that described it? All the things are my show. Shechita, before the Shechita, Behem was B'ches Kesisa.
He was alive.
He was alive. It was B'ches Kesisa. And it's a Moab. You know, I bite into a live animal and eat him. It's a meat. It's a clown, Yerdeya, that any Basar is B'ches Kesisa. Actually, Yivada Lacha B'man Nishkata, until you know it's a Shechita. If you have Sveikas and Shechita, it's straight, because it's B'ches Kesisa. But not B'ches Kesisa. Because I didn't eat before it's cooked. Why should I look at it once it's cooked? Hashas, I should look at it at the time of Nikah. No, it's not true. It could die many ways. If you find dead animal, you can't assume Shechita was done. I understand, but the Eid is saying, the Erech is saying there was Nikah was alive. The question is what the Eid's, are the Eid's words against the Chazakah? That's the question. Are the Eid's words against, it's not against, the Eid is saying before cooking it was removed. It's not saying you have to cook it. The Eid Echad is saying before cooking it was removed.
What do you call it?
That's not the word. What do you say? There were no sveikis. There wasn't even any suffix. Before Nikur, there was zero sveikis. I knew what's meat. I knew what's gid. If I want to eat it, I can't cook it and eat it. I know, there's no suffix. I know I can't cook it and eat it. I know I could eat it without cooking, except for the gid. Everything, there's no suffix. There's no sveikis. I know what it is. Eid is telling me that the Nikur took place. That they didn't have misurim. The regular case of Eidach and Bisurim, not against the Chazaka. Okay, Al Koponim, this is Machlekes Taz HaShach. The Taz, I understand better, the Shach. Shach to me sounds schwer. Machlekes Taz HaShach. Let's go weiter. The Taisus goes on. So Taisus has a Kashar Mash. Oh no, we have to answer. We have to come on to an answer. What? The Shmaitzer asks a kasha on them. He stays with a question. He says he doesn't understand to what the Taz HaShach are talking about. It is Biyadai. It's Biyadai to learn Nikur, just like Biyadai learns Shkita. Okay. To answer Taisus Kasha and Rashi. Again, Taisus asks the Kasha and Rashi. That Rashi said Shechita. So let's forget about Nikur. And not forget about it. Let's put it aside. We talk about Shechita and Tevel, Truma. Zok Taisvis. Why does Rashi say that these things are the Giloi? That Erech Adam Bisurin, these things are different. These things are Biyadai. These things are Biyadai. So that's why Erech Adam is Nemo. So to answer Tosis Kasha Rashi, the Beis HaLevi, is Magdim. What's Taich B'yadai? What does the word B'yadai mean? He says that there are two examples of B'yadai. In some places, there's something called Amigu de B'yadai. Migul de biyadai, an example would be, a man says, girashti asishti. A man says, I gave my wife a get. Zinei rechot. Zinei rechot, it's a davisha be'erva, it's a stazik yisura, she was nashis ish. A man says, girashti asishti. Why is he believed? Because migul de biyadai. It's biyadai, he can do it. You can give a woman a get against her will. All you have to do is write up the get. He can even write it b'ksav yadai. And he could write out a get and give it to her. Biyadai. He can give it to her about karcha, it's chal. So it's biyadai right now. If he wants, he can give her a get right now.
So,
because he can do it now, so that's why we believe him. It's a migul, like every migul. Migul, I could say this time, I believe me with this time. So migul to biyadai, it's a raya, he's telling the truth. This, why would he make up a lie to, for this? If he wants, he could just do it. Just take out a piece of paper, take out a pen, and write in the nusach I get, and then give it to her. No big deal. So migu de biyada, that's called a migu de biyada. That's the typical biyada in Shas. Biyada is, believe me, I could do it anyway. If someone says that somebody was magdish something, he said, this is not hegdish. This is not what I was magdish. He's with a migu that he could have been matur neder. He made a neder, he thought a migu could have been matur neder. Any case where it's biyadai to undo something, he's believed. Zup to Beis Halevi, in our case, you have meat in front of you which is shechted. So we're saying, believe the Eid Echot to say it's nishchat. Why? Because it's biyadai to shecht. That is not a migu. Because it's too late. The animal's dead. The meat is cut up. That, in migul terms, we call that a migul lamafreya. A migul, yesterday I could have learned it and shecht it. That's not a migul. A migul has to be something I could do right now. Migul de biyadai is leave me right now, because if I'm lying, I could have done something else. So what is biyadai over here? What does it mean biyadai? Biyadai to do hilchos shechita. Zok de Beis Halevi, you know what's pshat here? This is not like a migul biyadai. This is a different biyadai. An Eid Echad is believed by Lo Yischazek Yisura. An Eid Echad is not believed by Yischazek Yisura. Why? Because the Chazakah is stronger than the Eid Echad. The Chazakah is stronger than the Nemanis of an Eid Echad. Biyadai means, if something is biyadi, then that means that this Chazakah was in my hands to change. Any chazaka which is biyad someone to change, there the Eid Echad is stronger than the chazaka. As long as it's possible for him to do it, then the Eid Echad is stronger than the chazaka. That's like lo yischazek yisura. That's the equivalent of lo yischazek yisura. Any biyadai, a chazaka with biyadai, that chazaka is not stronger than the Eid Echad. That's like lo yischazek yisura, and that's why the Eid Echad is believed. Say Echad Nema Bisurin is any place where even it was biyada yesterday. He could have done it yesterday. He could have shechted it yesterday. Today it's too late. But any time it was once biyada, the Echad is stronger than the Chazaka, and that's what it means. Biyada is believed. That's what Rashi means. Shechita. What shechita? Shechita is an Echad that's believed. An Echad is always believed unless it's against a Chazaka that's not biyada. But a chazaka that's biyadai is the same as lo yischazek yisura. In both cases, it's an eirachot being believed by himself. There's no chazaka that's stronger than him. So therefore, the eirachot is believed. Biyadai and lo yischazek yisura are basically the same. They're different cases. But in lomdis, they're the same. An eirachot is believed in Isser. He's believed in Isser where it's lo yischazek yisura. He's believed in Isser where there's a chazaka which is biyadai. Both cases, there's nothing against him, because he's believed. He's not believed when there's a chazaka that's not biyadai, that's stronger than him. So you have this one case which is stronger than an Eid Echad. Chazaka, and it's not biyadai. In all other cases, an Eid Echad is believed. All other cases are the same. Shechita, Truma, Nikor, any case. A person comes home and his wife says, "This is the I bought this meat in a kosher place." Every case, the person is believed for the same reason, because Eid Echad is always believed, except that one case of Cheskas Isser, which is not biyad. So basically, Rashi is So that's what the biyadai here means. Biyadai means as long as he's stronger than the chazaka, he can undo the chazaka. How is he stronger? Because the chazaka was always under his power. It was always in his power to overcome this chazaka. So Mamela, he has no money against the chazaka.
The cow's dead right now.
Right now the cow is dead. But the point is that he's an Eirachar who has Nemanis. You're going to tell me, I don't believe you, the Cheskasis is stronger than you. And the Cheskasis is stronger than me. The Cheskasis, I was the Kaichi to undo the Cheskasis. So this Cheskasis, you can't tell me, don't believe me, because what are you going to do about the Chazaka? What do you mean? I could take care of the Chazaka. That's what I'm saying. I separated Tevel, or I shafted it. I'm saying that I did undo the Chazaka. If it's b'kaychi to undo the chazaka, then it's b'kaychi to be believed that I undid the chazaka. What? Yeah, but you have to realize, I'm saying it was b'kaychi, and I used my kaychi, and I did shecht it, or someone else shechted it. You're saying... You're right, it's not threatening the migul. It's not a migul at all. It's not an amanis at all. It's that the Torah said, and Eirachar is believed, in any case where there's no chazaka against him. A chazaka against him that he's saying, I fixed. That's not a chazaka against him. He's saying, I fixed this chazaka, I shafted it. He's saying, I separated the tevel, or I had someone separate the tevel. He's saying, I fixed this chazaka. That's not a chazaka against him. That's not against the chazaka, Yisur. That's the fact. No, nothing to do with Nemanis. It's the Tai Che Erecha Nem Bisurin. Tai Che Erecha Nem Bisurin is a person's belief in these cases. This is how the Beis Halevi teaches Biyadai. Mainly he says that the Biyadai of Hafrashas Truma and Shechita is the same as every Lo Yischazek Isura. Rashi mixes them together. So he says, why are you mixing them together? Because it's the same thing. When there's no chazaka that he can't take care of, there's no chazaka against him that he can't take care of. This is how the Beis Halevi teaches the biyadai. What would be the din if someone's in jail? And he says he was looking through the window and he saw, he's an Eirecha. He's looking through the window, he saw someone shechted. It's not biyadai, he couldn't get out of jail. So I'll be the din. What? I mean, a biyadai to go to a shechted and have it shechted. So it wasn't biyadai, he couldn't go anywhere. They screamed to make a shliach. That's biyadai, he could have made a shliach. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's also biyadai. We could argue. You can argue that's beyond that. What? Maybe it's not. I'm not sure. Okay, I'll go upon him. Oh, wait. So this is what the Beis Halevi says. Zuck the Stipler, with this Beis Halevi, we answer Vikivegas Kasha. Going back there. The Kasha was, what's the difference, like Taisa Shita, between Isser and Erva and Isser? What's the difference between Erva, where it's 2 and 1, and Isser, where it's 2 and 1, where it's 2 eidim by Yischazik and 1 eid by Lo Yischazik, and here it's 2 and 1. Zok the Beis Halevi, Zok the Stipler, very good. It's a big nafkamina. By Isser, the one is believed by Yischazik Isura if it's biyadai. One is believed by Yischazik Isura if it's biyadai. By Erva, one is not believed by Yischazik Isura biyadai. Now it's true he's believed with a migu to biyadai. He says I divorced my wife, and he has a migu that he could do it right now. Then he's believed. But on this type of biyadai, where Isser is believed, and I could have done it yesterday, this type of thing doesn't work by erva. By erva it wouldn't hold true. So hayais by erva it wouldn't hold true. By it's a difference between Erva and Issa. The Kasha is like Taisus, what's the difference? So now we have a third difference. We had yesterday one difference, Chazakus and Lishtanos, that by Erecha Bisurim he's believed, here he's not. We have Rav Shloima, Eidus B'Ksav or Eidus Eid M'Piyed, and now we have the Beis Halevi. So now Kamima Lagabe Biyadei. Biyadei works by Yisr, it doesn't work by Erva. So Taisus. What? It doesn't work. If you would have a case of Erva where it's not a Biyadei now, where it's once a Biyadei. I can tell you a case, it's going to be complicated. Let's say she's dead now, and he claims he gave the get 2 weeks ago before she died. Now, come here, if she's a Grusha or not, if he's also not craving or not. Because by Erva, we don't find such a concept the others believed. By Issa, we find such a concept. So yeah, the Kashar Taisis, what's the difference? So there's the terrors. Here we find such a thing, here we don't find such a thing. What? The Yadei never works by Erva, and it does work by Yisr.
It's not just the case of Mafreya going bad now.
No, if it's a Bigu to Yadei now, it would work anywhere, work by Erva too. But this type of Yadei that we're talking about, then. That's right, isn't it? In other words, really, he has a terrace. This, here we find the exception of the other, here we don't. You're going to jump on me, you'll say we find this Gemara. So I point to Beis Halevi, I tell you that Gemara is different. That Gemara is just talking about a different thing. The word Biyadei happens to be the same word, but that Gemara is a totally different thing. It's Migul. With the Tzaraya, that if not. Okay, okay, so this is the sugya veirechanem bisurin. Again, we dealt with a few pratim, but they're all the ikurei pratim of the sugya veirechanem bisurin. There is one machlaikis hapaiskim, tremendous machlaikis hapaiskim. If eirechanem bisurin works against raiv. You have a case of Eidecha Nema Bisurim where you have to go against the Rav. Do we say that the Eidecha is Nema Bisurim? An example, what's an example of Eidecha Nema Bisurim against Rav? So there's a tshuva with the following Maisa Shahaya. It's a tshuva in the Marsham. A woman got married. And 5 months after she got married, she gave birth. So her husband got a little suspicious. So she said that she was takamazana before they were married. Doesn't ask on her husband, right? She was takamazana. So what's the problem? The problem is the husband's a kohen. Now, what's the din? If a woman's mezana, could she marry a kayim? It depends who she was mezana with. If she was mezana with a kosher, a yid, someone she'd be allowed to marry, it doesn't answer her on kayim. If she was mezana with a guy, she's mezana with a guy, or a relative, someone she's not allowed to marry, then she's also to a kayim. A woman? What? Even though it was not tachtav, right? A zayna. Once a woman is mezana, that's what makes it hard. A lot of kain and balei tshuva have a hard time because they're limited to marry a balas tshuva. You have to find someone that wasn't mezana, which the colleges today is not so shia. So a kain is not allowed to marry someone that was mezana with a guy. So here, this woman, she admits to her husband, I was taka mezana, but she says she was mezana with a yid. Rive people in town are gay. Rive are gay. Does she have an emanis against the rive? It's Isser, it's not Erva, because it's not Arayis. A Kayin marrying a Zayin is an Isalav. It's a case of Eidecha Dem Bisurin. Is she believed to say that she married that she was Mizana with the Yisrael based on Eidecha Dem Bisurin, but it's against rive? She had to say she was mezana. Maybe it was what? No, she didn't have a first husband. She's never married. He thought he was getting a woman who's never married. Right, maybe he knew. Right. No, if the 5 months, you don't have a baby after 5 months. A baby after 5 months doesn't survive. So this is the shot. Do you say Erecha Nemer Bisurim against the Rive? So you say, don't you say Erecha Nemer Bisurim against the Rive? And it's a Machlaikis Achrayim.
You say the Rive that most
ladies don't marry Masukai? Oh, okay. Alright, what you're saying is true. It's I'll sidetrack. The Marsham is Matir. It's really based on the Gemara, but his Hesber is, even if Eid Echad Naman is not usually believed against the Rive, but a person is Mizana based on who you choose to be Mizana, not based on just whatever happened to happen. This Nus is based, we're not Cheshish Ren Oinus. Oinus, the Taisus in the Ksuba says, and Oinus is Yesh L'Kayel, we're not Cheshish Ren Oinus. We say it was Baratzin. And Baratzin, the person Mizana, was who they want to be Mizana. So you don't go bust a rife people in the city. They rife people in the city. She didn't just go stomp pick a person in the city. She fell in with somebody. So the rife of the city doesn't pass in ice. And therefore, in that particular case, he's Matthew based on this Teshman, which is all based on a Gemara. But I meant to give you the case to illustrate the Shailah. That's his first Nidain. It's Erechanem Bisurin against the rife. There's a tshuva in the Noda Behuda. It's a davar pella. The tshuva is in Noda Behuda Kama, tshuva samach tes. Eben Ezer is in the samach tes. When you read the shaila, you're not going to believe that the Noda Behuda passed in Lahakel. But in the tshuva, he deals with this shaila. The shaila, I'll speak out tomorrow. I just want to, should understand the raya. Because that raya, you have to digest it, and we'll get back to it tomorrow. Is an Eid Echad Bisurim believed against the Chazaka? Eid Echad Bisurim against the Chazaka, not believed. It's Chazak Yisur, you're not believed, right? Eid Echad against Chazaka, you're not believed. Ruba v'Chazaka, what's the klal? Ruba v'Chazaka, Rubadim. You say Raiv is a better raya than Chazaka. Ruba v'Chazaka, Rubadim. Chazaka and Eid Echad, who's stronger? Chazaka. So it should therefore follow that Eid Echad against Rive, who should be stronger? Right? So L'chaira, the glatter way would be to say Eid Echad's not believed against Rive. If Eid Echad's not believed against Chazaka, because Eid Echad, we know it's Chazaka Yisur is not believed, so Eid Echad against Rive certainly shouldn't be believed. Because Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. That would be the glatter way to say Eid Echad is not believed against Rive. The Yehuda Paskin's Eid Echad is believed against Rive. And you have to see in the Tshuva, you have to get to the part where he addresses this issue. And it's on the second Amid Aleph. The Tshuva has two. The first Amid Aleph of the Tshuva is the Shaila. If you turn to the second Amid Aleph, the first column, that's where he deals with it.